You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Let's have a look back at the JSE Securities Exchange trading day through the eyes of Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this is, of course, the 5 o'clock shadow, which is fast taking on, Greg, legendary status amongst people that are members of the Cognoscenti and don't listen to FM radio anymore, but listen to podcasts. But anyway, it's just going to grow and grow, and it's all because of you. And it was a good day today. NASPERS down, but the market up.
Yeah, good day. Volume just north of 20 billion. It's nice to see that kind of number. That's always my target for a decent day. Some notable movers on the heavyweight. So NASPERS didn't help us today, but Richemont came in very strongly, up 6.2%, 100 rand and 95 cents at the close, 480 million rands worth of shares trading hands. British American Tobacco as well. Dual listed, but also listed here. That one up 4% to 506 rand, and then Sasol coming out with some good news, and that stock up 5.2% to 411 rand.
Yeah, the good news, I mean, I'd put that to Wayne McCurry, actually, who I've already spoken to, and he said, no, it's nothing to do with the Lake Charles story. It's to do with the oil price, which is up another dollar, and the rand going into the 1390s. But do you think that the Lake Charles positivity also helped the price?
I'm looking at an intraday chart of Sasol, which I always do when I'm trading stocks. And if you look exactly at 2:30 when the announcement was made, there's an aggressive spike up in the trend.
There we go.
Which sparked the buy. Look, I think Wayne's right. It was trundling better. For a powerful move like that, I mean, the beginning of the week down in the 380s, back solidly above 400, pre all of this. This has more or less got everything back. From the previous SENS announcement. So yeah, it really has rallied back. I don't know. I just really like Sasol. I just want them to succeed. They've taken a huge risk there, but you want them to be rewarded.
Yes, they have overpaid, or rather costs have run over, or whatever it is. Just briefly tell us what the headline was and what we're talking about, because we've mentioned Lake Charles glibly, but tell us exactly what was announced, apart from something that was good. That's all I saw.
Yeah. Further to this announcement, Sasol is pleased to announce its new linear low-density polyethylene unit in Lake Charles achieved beneficial operations on 13th February, that's today. This is the first of 7 LCC production units to come online. So I think dispelling the view in the market that there was more delays, they did tell us 94% complete. Now they're coming online sort of a week later. So it has changed the outlook, certainly.
More Woolies news, and the news is that Alan Gray, the value investor, has now increased its stake to just over 15%. As I said again to Wayne, it's quite a big bet.
It really is, and I mean, it's a fascinating story, but they've gone and got themselves into a lot of debt, completely overpaid for that David Jones. I mean, we all know and love Woolies here in South Africa as a brilliant brand, and our children wouldn't have starved if it wasn't for Woolies.
But speak for yourself. I make my own food, Greg, but I know you're one of those people that gets a sharp knife, pierces the film on the outside and bungs it in the microwave. But, of course, there is a place for that sort of thing. You're making money and reading, and I'm cooking and being a bum.
Yeah, so the share price, I mean, finished today at 46 rand 12. You know, look, Alan Gray, massive respect in the market. They really know what they're doing. It's a difficult space. If they're continuing to add, and certainly I must get the numbers out and have another look at Woolies.
Yes, okay, Woolies. Other things that have happened today, aside from results, Hyprop, downgrade for Hyprop in the negative column for most of the day, 6, 7, 8% at one point. Where did it finish and what was the announcement?
Well, there's a fellow on Twitter called Dave Hazelwood. Well, part-time he likes to torment me. I don't really know who he is. But he was very, very sharp this morning. He noticed that Moody's had changed the interest rate rating on Hyprop from Hyprop quoting 33%, and it came out at around 41%. That's Moody's. I mean, Moody's got no skin in the game. They just give the credit ratings, yeah. And that caused the share price to fall 5%, 83.70.
That Hazelwood fellow seems quite vindictive. What have you done to annoy him?
Well, the thing with investing is you never really take these things personally. Sometimes you have a differing view. He tends to get a little bit too emotional about trades. He was very bearish on British American Tobacco. So I am rubbing that in his face.
Very good. Yes, British American Tobacco today, 507 Rand plus, up 4.2%, I think it is. We'll go through those in a second. Let's look at the results, though. Curo, Emira, CAP and DRD Gold coming out with numbers, and I think Pan-African Resources came up with their operational or trading update. Curo first, please, Greg.
Yeah, Curo, I mean, it's a dazzling set of numbers there, and the share price responding. It had been falling back, so we recovered some lost ground, up 9%, though. That's huge. Closed up 2 Rand 32 at 27 Rand 12.
Yes, and the reason it really had that extra leg up, apart from some fairly decent results, was because it surprised the market. And in the early stages, and let's really say that this is still in the early stages of its development, which should be very long term, it paid a dividend.
Yes, I think the market can reward them for that, because, you know, that was considered quite far off. It was quite a sort of capital intensive business. You know, they're not taking over schools. Generally, they're building them from scratch. And so the capital outlays are normally quite big.
Yeah, and it's all up front. But once that school hall is built and the classrooms are built, that's it. The money just rolls in. That's fixed assets for many, many years to come, Greg. Emira property in focus for all the wrong reasons in the last 12 months or so. What about today? What did Emira do?
Yeah, came out with results just before midday today. The share price down 1.8%, 15 Rand 32. Really light volume, 30 million rands worth of shares trading hands there. But as you say, the property sector is unsettled now. You know, there's some gems in there, but we're not certain which ones they are. So market being quite cautious there.
Yeah, okay. And DRD Gold, the gold index has done really, really well. DRD Gold, I can remember a well-known technical analyst many years ago when I used to work on a television station in Johannesburg, and I used to speak to him every single week, and I can distinctly remember him saying, this thing's going to 50 Rand a share, still waiting for that. Where is it now?
Yeah, if you go and look back at the history of gold bull markets, which we haven't had one, it doesn't feel like you can even remember, it has had done that over the years, gone sort of, it's currently at 3 Rand and 9 cents, sorry, I'm waffling. But it has actually had those sort of moves, from sort of 5 up to 50.
Yeah.
So marginal gold mines, when all the winds are in their favor, weaker rand, stronger gold price, the spectacular of share price increases. At the moment, just plodding along, down 1 cent for the day, finished at 309. It was probably the high last year, around about 4 rand, and drifted back from there.
So I really shouldn't put in my sell order at 50 rand a share unless the gold price goes to 2,500 and the rand goes to 25 against the US dollar.
Yeah, no, you'd be putting in what we call good till cancelled, but I don't think, you know, we're in our 50s already. I'm not sure we're going to see another gold bull run.
I don't think there's any machine that's going to take a GTC that is ever going to, is got the long enough time span to see DRD at 50, but I'll write it down in my GTC page, good till cancelled, DRD. I'll make it 49.90. That'll fox them. Greg, let's have a look at the numbers now. Banks up 0.6% on the JSE, financials up 0.4 today, industrial shares 0.3% weaker, retailers down 0.5%, resources up 3%, the stars of the show. Gold shares rallied to the tune of 0.4%. Platinum's down just a bit. The all share, a 1.1% gainer, 54,639. Last 2 days, we've had the low 14s when it comes to billions and value traded on the JSE. Today, 20 billion, 5.5 billion more. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's substantial. That's a number we should be aiming for. Comforting to see it. You know, sometimes when we see these north of $20 billion days, it's because there's some drama in the market, usually negative. But today it was mostly positive, that lovely bounce in Sasol. I see some very big volume in Anheuser-Busch as well, stock which we don't often speak about, yeah. Up 4.5% today.
Yes, indeed. I can see that. What is that, 109? I never get the number
1,090
right. 1,090, yeah. 1,090, we'll call it. Okay, AB and Bev, yeah. There. The fifth out of the, yeah, as I say, Richemont, Sappi, Sasol, AB InBev, four of the five, and the other one was RCL Foods, who was slightly smaller, but a nice move of 5.25% there, Greg. On the downside, let's have a look. High Prop, Harmony, Naspers, Anglo Plat, and Mr. Price. Maybe Mr. Price didn't like the retail sales number coming out of the South African economy today, showing a shrinkage of 1.4% year on year in December.
Yeah, that share price down 1.6% back to 206.92. Really, for investors are getting seasick with that, the way that one's moving up and down. It was a lot lower midday. We did a rally from around 203 to enter the close to 206.90. So a good effort at the end, but a very weak midday.
From the JSE, let's go to the other markets that we watch. Dollar rand 13.90, British pound against the rand 17.93, euro rand 15.70, euro dollar 1.13 even. The gold price up a couple to 13.13, platinum unchanged at $792 an ounce. Oil price quite nice, up 90 cents a barrel for Brent crude in London, $63.52. As we close, the Dow Jones was 0.6% higher after quite a good move last night of 372 points or something, and the FTSE in London up 0.8%. As we keep on saying, that those days in December when I used to look at the S&P when I wake up at 5 in the morning, you could see the S&P futures down 25, and then at the end of the day it would close down 55 or something like that. The complete opposite. Every day now you've got another rally to the upside, and December is a dim and distant nightmare memory.
Sure. I mean, the Dow has been powering ahead. I mean, today, speaking about the market, well, it was up 580 points, but it kind of feels like it wasn't for the reasons you'd want it to be. You've had the Rand weaken to 13.91. That's helped some of the resource players. But if you see the stocks which are going better, it's everything with earnings outside South Africa. Social media and all that, people are really fed up with this Eskom situation. We had a power off for about 4 hours here today. I was talking to a client who's got a leather manufacturing business. Was told in Cape Town, he was told the power would go off at 2 o'clock, so he switched the machines off and sent all the staff home, and the power stayed on. So it's causing havoc, this blackouts.
Yeah, it would be nice to have some clarity, at least before, in the bad old days, 5-6 years ago, I think it was, you used to at least have clarity. You used to know that you had to drive to another suburb to watch a football match, or go out to a suburb that had power so you could go and get a takeaway or something like that, because you couldn't cook at home. This time, it's all haphazard.
Yeah, very much. It's been a holiday in Mozambique, and basically every day, 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock, there's no electricity. So people just work around that. You know, if you can make your lunch, you've got to start making it at 11 or at 2. Mm. But, you know, once it's consistent like that, you can work around it. I mean, I had reason to travel through Rosebank today, pouring with rain here in Joburg, and every single robot's down. So you just imagine how chaotic it is.
Yeah, dangerous also. Greg, anything else you saw today?
Yeah, I think we overlooked maybe this Anheuser-Busch and probably also the Rand story, those two. Anheuser putting on 4.5%. I suppose it's another stock with focus, you know, earnings for mostly offshore. I know it does on SOB. And then that Rand weakening 13.91 just shows that people are you know, really fed up with the local politics, I think.
Greg, thanks so much for your analysis. As always, that's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow.